This is TWiT.
Microsoft is still dominating the news today with countless reports about the HoloLens and pundits arguing online about whether this makes Microsoft cool again. Today's new news from Redmond is that Office 2016 is scheduled to come out later this year, and tickets to the Microsoft Build conference went on sale today. If you didn't already get your tickets, too bad, because they sold out in an hour. That's compared to the 24 hours it took people to snatch up tickets to the same conference last year. The conference will be held in San Francisco in April, and if you haven't gotten your tickets yet, you can put yourself on the wait list so you too can pay $2,095 to attend. Now, since rumors of the Apple Watch first started, we've heard concerns about battery life. According to sources who talked with 9to5 Mac's Mark Gurman, the Apple Watch used a stripped-down version of iOS called Ski Hill, an Apple S1 chip, and a Retina-class screen. Apple engineers are estimating that on a full charge, the watch would last 19 hours. This is taking into consideration both active and passive use. Now, this breaks down to 2.5 to 4 hours of active use, meaning with the screen on and applications running. Of course, this would vary depending on the user and the types of apps, with games typically pulling more battery. The watch's fitness tracking software is targeted at nearly 4 hours of straight use. I don't know about you, but I hardly ever exercise for more than 4 hours at a time. These sources also report that Apple has an estimated 3,000 test units out in the real world, testing everything from battery life to durability. 9to5 Mac reported earlier this month that the Apple Watch will ship at the end of March. My birthday is March 15th, but I will wait. Twitter just officially launched its While You Were Away feature to iOS users. Android and the web version will come soon. You might remember Twitter has been experimenting with this feature since last fall. Here's how it works. While you're taking a break from Twitter, it picks what it considers the best tweets and puts them at the top of your feed. Now, according to Twitter, a lot can happen while you're on the go. This goes against purists who like the chronological aspect of Twitter and don't want to see the company mucking with the service. But, you know, change does happen. And speaking of Twitter, today the company sent out screen notes to some of its more high-profile users, encouraging them to post photos directly on Twitter instead of using Instagram. This is according to a screenshot obtained by Mashable. Twitter suggested doing this would increase engagement. It was a little over 2 years ago that Instagram disabled displaying images and tweets, and around the same time, Twitter introduced photo filters. The battle continues.